the last couple of times I've tried to post on Facebook with Siri, I've gotten like a half a word in and it'll cut me off. This is not posting in a group, but just generally to my friends. And I'm not doing anything differently than I did before. And I just wonder if anybody else has had this difficulty.
You're using it through the Facebook app, or you're using it through Safari on the phone?
Oh, I'm using the Facebook app on the
Facebook, okay.
iPhone.
I was listening to something that Chansey Fleet had done on Facebook about a week or so ago, and she didn't think it had that problem until she actually tried it, and it was doing that same problem. I think when it didn't work, and then she tried it again, it would work. So there's something not quite right with the way the dictation is working, or something like that. You might want to either try to write it in with the keyboard. Sometimes I also find that if you use the actual dictation button, sometimes that will clear it up. You know, the dictation button that's on the keyboard.
So I have tried it and canceled and tried again.
And don't cancel. Just, you know, just go to the same place again, and then just hit that
Oh,
dictation
don't
button.
cancel.
Yeah, don't cancel. Yeah, because that's what she did. She basically, it didn't work the first time, and then she did it again, and it seemed to work. So don't cancel anything. Still stay there, but then just try the dictation button and see if that does it. Or even try to do the same exact thing again, but don't cancel. Just it's annoying. I actually see these same kind of problems sometimes when I use Chrome or some of the other things where it starts putting it in, and then it chops it off real quick. So again, try the button.
Thank you.
I have a parent that I'm trying to assist with some Medicare documents. She's a member, I'm not. And I've downloaded a couple of PDFs that were not accessible. And I'm wondering if that was just sort of a one-off thing. Obviously, as a government website, it needs to be accessible. And I don't know if this is just a an experience with these two forms, or if this is sort of a sign of a wider problem. And I was just kind of curious about what people's overall experiences were with Medicare and accessibility.
A lot of their information is just so general that you can't really even find answers to your questions. Most of their forms, I've never seen a fillable form. Most of their
Exactly.
forms you have to download and then have someone else help you fill them out.
Yeah, I downloaded a booklet that was 275 pages long. It was untagged, it had no headings. I was able to convert it into a text document and, kind of pull out the things that I needed. But then there was a form I couldn't fill out. So, I mean, it's confidential medical information, and I've got to share it with somebody.
Has anybody who has more than one Google account seen any changes in it? Yeah, literally, at one point this week, I have two different accounts, and literally, one of them, the profile, like magically disappeared as if I never created it. And if I put in the other profile, it would say, "You already have a profile of this name. Would you like to keep it?" And if we said we wanted to go to it would then eliminate, the one that we could now see. And we went back and forth for a while, and eventually we were able to get it back. But now, every time I have to go to that secondary account, I have to jump through more hoops than I used to have to jump through originally.
Jeanette, the thing where it says people could see where you are, that has to do with your location, the browser returning that information to the website. I mean, that you could put that change that in privacy settings of Chrome if it really bothers you. I mean, I can't imagine it would, but one particular option is that if this is something you have to use a lot, or you have to have two separate profiles, you may want to even think of two different accounts on the computer entirely set up for one task or the other. And that would avoid the whole situation here. Does anyone have any familiarity at all with the messaging app called Kik, Kik, Kilo India Kilo? We have someone who that we acquainted with who was asked if we could be on Kik to get into contact with them. And I was able to create an account and get it set up. I just can't figure out how to use it.
If you have Apple products and you get text messages, you can set it so you can receive text messages on your, like your laptop or iPads. You can see your text messages. But if you use an iPhone and you have a, use a Windows a laptop, is there a way of you sending and receiving text messages, including iMessages, using a Windows laptop?
Yeah, I haven't Yeah, I haven't come across one. I mean, I'm sure someone's going to prove me wrong on that one.
Yeah, I haven't seen a way, and we ran into something yesterday, and what we ended up doing, Bob, was copying the text message to my computer, to an email on my iPhone, and then sending it to me so that I could read it on the computer and use it on the computer in the way that I needed to use it. But that's clunky, and it doesn't, because you can't really answer the message that way. It just gets the information there.
So I recently, for some reason, I had zero upgrades to my JAWS. And so I called Freedom Scientific and paid for the next SMA for myself personally. And that was fine. They charged me. And just last night, I got a message on my computer saying I needed to activate JAWS. And they were looking for an activation code. And I don't think I've ever had to do that before, just doing an upgrade for an SMA. And I was wondering if anybody's run into this or if I should just ignore it. I can't call for you because it's the weekend. So I don't want to spend a lot of time in this. I'll call them on Monday if it turns out to be an issue. But I know some of you people know a lot more about
this. Bob, does it say that you're in 40-minute mode or anything like that at this
point?
No,
I was looking for that, Tim. That's a great question, because that's what I thought was going to happen to me. But it doesn't look like it's kicked me out.
So first, I guess a couple of things. I know typically when I've updated my SMA, in order for that about dialogue to reflect that, I've had to go into the update authorization under which literally just goes over and retrieves that update and doesn't actually ask me to, you know, enter in any new, it doesn't download any new activation key. If you do for some reason, like if it does like somehow kick you out, you should be able to, I believe it's automated now. If you go to FS, like Freedom Scientific, activate.com, there should be a link there. I believe it's just reset. It might be like view the number of keys and then you have to reset, but you enter in your serial number once you click on that link, and then it would show you the list of keys. And then I believe if you reset, that it should just be automatic that you should get 3 of the keys again. So then you should be able to, you know, run the activation wizard and get one if you really need to. But it sounds like hopefully you might just need to do this update authorization to make it go away.
Well, they said you should have received a code, an activation code, which I don't think I've ever received that I'm aware of. So
yeah, you have that code. Probably it's the same code you got whenever you first got it. But when, you know, if you go into that in help, that update authorization, and you do that, the code will probably already be there. So if you do that, it'll take you 5 seconds to do it, if indeed that's what you need to do. But the code
is already in there. I was a little afraid to go down that rabbit hole, David, you know, because if it did require a code, and I did over the weekend, it seemed to be working, so I didn't want to. I wasn't sure what it was going to do.
Check it out. The code is pre-populated, I'm pretty sure.
Hi, this is Jim. I was just wondering if anybody's heard whether HumanWare is planning any upgrade of the Victor Reader Stream anytime soon.
They're working on it, but at this point, I don't think it's even. I doubt it's even going to come out by convention time. My guess is probably another year. It's probably another year away.
Keyboard issues. So I have a very old keyboard, maybe from 2010, and it worked fine with all my iPhones that I had. But now, sometimes I can get it to connect by holding the option key. But a lot of times, it just doesn't work. And so yesterday I tried to connect it to my old iPhone, which is an SE1, and that worked just fine. So I was just wondering if other people had things like that, where a keyboard that they have had for a long time all of a sudden doesn't work anymore. So, and I've tried all kinds of things, like forgetting the device and, you know.
Maria, I know someone who has had trouble, but we couldn't find a solution.
Yeah. And the solution that I found only works sometimes. And that's why I'm not trying to connect it anymore. So I'll just use my other, my iPhone, my old iPhone for that and just type stuff into it.
So, yeah, I'm just curious, Maria, what's the new iPhone that you're using now? What is it? Is it a
SE2?
SE2. Wow, that's interesting.
And SE1 and SE2. And
are they both running the same operating system?
That I don't know offhand.
If they are running the same version of iOS, sometimes it helps us to reset your network settings or your Bluetooth settings on the iPhone. Don't do a full reset, just reset the network settings and clear that pairing here. But I do suspect Tim is suspecting, that it's a different version of iOS, and Apple updated the Bluetooth stack and it has problems with older devices here.
Sometimes on my computer keyboard, sometimes the control, you know, the shut up key, the control button, control key, it doesn't make it make the dial doesn't make the computer stop talking. So I end up shutting my computer down and restarting it. Do you know what that might be?
I have the same issue occasionally. When I start up my computer, JAWS won't stop talking and the control key won't stop it. What I do, at least, is I go to JAWS on my I have it on my desktop, hit enter on JAWS, and then I hit X for exit, and then hit enter to exit JAWS. And then I just restart JAWS, and then it almost always behaves properly.